Hello, this is Elisa DiLorenzo with One Extraordinary Marriage. And today in Rescue My Marriage Today, we're going to be talking about goals for the program. It's so important for the two of you to have the goals that you are working towards in this and to understand where you're coming from before you even start. Because it's not enough just to show up for the program and be like, I'm just going to take it in. If you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you want to go, you're never gonna get there. The individuals that set out specific goals, those are the folks more likely to attain them. And so question number one, what am I expecting of myself from this process? And you're gonna find throughout all the material for Rescue My Marriage Today that we're always gonna be asking about what you can do yourself. And the reason for that is that you are the only one that you can change. You can't change your spouse. You can create a different environment. But if we're going to talk about behavior changes and different choices being made, you can only change yourself. So what are you expecting of yourself from this process? Are you expecting more patience, more vulnerability, more transparency? Will you choose to engage in conversation instead of running away? Will you choose to exercise more self-control? Or will you make these choices so that you can change the environment? Is your expectation that you will change the environment in your marriage? You know, what are your expectations? What changes do you anticipate in your marriage? What things do you think are going to happen as a result of participating in Rescue My Marriage Today? Do you want to have a calmer home? Do you want to have a home where there's more joy? Do you want to have a home where there's more engagement between the two of you? How is that going to change? How is your marriage going to change as a result of participating in this program? Question three, what am I willing to do to create the change that I wish to see? Kind of goes back to question number one, what are my expectations of the process? But like we've discussed in other videos, you have to get involved in the process. You have to be an active participant. So if the changes that you anticipate, if what you're expecting from this process, you have to look at those two answers and then say, what am I willing to do? How am I going to participate in this? Are you going to commit to taking divorce off the table? Hopefully, since we're a couple videos in, you've already made that decision. But if not, now is the time to do so. Are you going to actually participate in conversations instead of running away or shutting down like a power outage like Elisa does from time to time? And we'll be talking about that in another video. Will you take ultimatums off the table so it's not, you know, my way or the highway? Will you choose to listen to your spouse? Will you choose to have sex with your spouse? What are you willing to do to create the change that you want to have in your marriage? And then finally, what are you expecting from your husband or wife? Now, I said a few minutes ago that you can't change their behaviors. You can't change what they are going to choose to do. But the truth is, we all have expectations of the people that we're married to. I have expectations for Tony. He has expectations for me. So it's important from the outset to know what your expectations are of your spouse. Do you expect them to participate? Do you expect them to talk to you? Do you expect date nights? Do you expect flowers once a month? Do you expect sex once a week? I don't know what that is for you, but I do know that it's important for your expectations to make it onto this paper, and more importantly, for your expectations to be conveyed to your spouse. Because here's the thing about expectations. The reason there's often a lot of frustration in marriage as you're planning, you know, your goals and things like that is because those expectations have not been conveyed to the person that you're married to. And the frustration comes when our expectations aren't met. However, expectations cannot be met if they are not known. So make sure as you've gone through these questions that the two of you sit down and have some time just to go over them, or you could even swap your sheets and just look at your partner's answers. Look at what your spouse had to say about these questions. Understand what their expectations are so that you can do your best now that you know to live up to their expectations. Thank you for spending this time with me, and I'll see you on the next video.